What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. You know, Fat Tuesday is right around the corner. So, you know, it's an interesting way of resetting your energy by actually following the 40 days of Lent. So Fat Tuesday is the celebration of getting everything out of the way before you give up something that is unhealthy for you starting on Ash Wednesday. But we are doing a special celebration for our friends with Urban Underdogs, and we're doing a fundraiser for them on Fat Tuesday here in Las Vegas. There's a wonderful little pub called Sierra Gold. It's on Buffalo and Smoke Ranch here in Las Vegas, and we're doing a fabulous Mardi Gras fundraiser to raise money for them. There's a headdress contest. We're going to do a king cupcake drawing, so you'll get a cupcake, but we're going to do a drawing for it instead of you biting into the little plastic baby that normally goes into a king cake. We're going to have raffle prizes. There's going to be some fun games and a headdress contest. So you wear your most outrageous Mardi Gras headdress and you win a little prize for that. So that's really cool. So it's March 1st, and the website for that event is pause, P-A-W-S, for MardiGras.com. Pause for MardiGras.com. So, and if you can't make it, just jump on the website for Urban Underdogs, make them a little donation, especially if you've ever asked me a question here live on the program. So I always like to support my local nonprofits, and they're one of my favorites. So just letting you know. Now, if you're on hold and actually want to ask a question, make sure you press the number 1, because number 1 puts you in the queue. So if you're on hold and you want to ask a question and you haven't actually pressed the number 1, okay, I see 3 or 4 of you have pressed the number 1 now, so that's wonderful. All right, so I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 608 area code. Hello, 608. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill. What's your question for me today?
Okay, my daughter's 23. I was having problems with her. I think she's straightened up. Her dad wasn't in her life. Now he is. She was blaming me. Now, what does she think of both of her parents right now?
So, I'm gonna say something about her age, okay?
Okay.
She's 23. Now, 23,
yes.
I actually don't think that people stop being pissed off at the world till they hit about 27 or 28, okay?
Okay.
So, in other words, that's when they finally get to that point of, well, if my life is going to be what I want it to be, I really need to take control of it and not think that my life's going to be delivered to me on a silver platter just by me sitting in the dark room playing video games, all right?
That's
so,
right on the
right.
money.
Right. So here at 27 or 28 is usually when people figure out that, okay, if I want my life to be something different or something better, I'm going to have to actually take control of it. So all I'm going to do is just a reading about the vibration of your daughter, okay? Because because here's the thing, is that it feels very, very tentative to me right now. It feels a little bit manipulative on your daughter's part, just saying. So all I want you to do is continue to reward the behavior you like and ignore the behavior you don't like, all right? So,
okay.
So here's the thing about her father. He's not going to rescue her. He's not going to it's almost like I feel like your daughter's being nice to him or they're talking because she wants something from him.
Yep.
So here's the thing, is that all I want you to do is keep supporting the ideas that she brings up and ignoring the bad behavior. So the fastest way to put an idea in somebody's head is to ask them a question, all right? Now, I'm going to tell you about the age 23. So the age 23 in numerology adds up to a 5. 5 is the number of communication. So one of her probably whiny things that she might say is, nobody understands me. Nobody
yep.
gets me, okay? Well,
totally.
It's because she's not very good at communicating.
Okay.
So here's a very weird suggestion I'm going to give you for your daughter. So, Honey Bunny, whatever your nickname is for her, so let's say it's Honey Bunny. Okay, Honey Bunny, have you ever thought about signing up for Toastmasters? And you're going to go, well, what's Toastmasters? Toastmasters is a nonprofit group that helps people speak in public. Now,
okay,
here's the
thing. Has actually.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay,
she's done anything with it, but she's
okay.
talked about it.
Here's the reason I want her to do it, is that people misunderstand her because she's
okay.
not an effective communicator. Now, here's the cool thing, is that she becomes an effective communicator, and this is the gal that could be a journalist or a broadcaster on TV. I mean, seriously, as soon as she gets this sort of poise about her, everything shifts.
She is sharp.
Yeah. She wants something from her dad, so she's being nice to him, and vice versa.
Okay.
But her dad is kind of on to her wily ways.
Okay.
And if she's hitting him up for money or a favor or college tuition, he's not going to do it.
Okay.
So here's the question to ask her is, you know, what if there is no outside help for you financially for what you want to do moving forward? How are you going to handle that?
Yep.
Just ask her the question, you know.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation, Jill. And, you know, I really appreciate you calling into the program, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Where is she at with me?
Not coming up as an issue, Honey Bunny, but I only do kind of one question. But the big one coming up here that's not going to serve her, the person that's not going to allow himself to be manipulated by her is her father. So all I want you to do is if she starts whining at you that her dad won't do something for her, say, well, maybe he's trying to teach you the lesson of being independent, because the ultimate goal of a parent is to teach their children to be autonomous.
Yes.
So all you do is say, well, maybe that's what he's trying to teach you, is how to be autonomous.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. That was outstanding.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi. This is Christina. And,
hi, Christina.
Hi. I had a really frightening experience last night. I came home. And I went to go plug in my phone, and it's on the side of my bed, and I had a strong smell of my ex-husband's cologne, and I have completely gotten rid of my phone. This is one no one has, not even my doctors or family. My internet, totally slammed the door down quietly. And I am really afraid, was he in the house and is he going to try to take my life? Because I'm done.
Okay,
completely.
So here's the thing. You're whatever's going on with your ex-husband, for whatever reason, he has a really bad temper when it comes to you. It's like he doesn't want you, but he doesn't want anyone else to want you.
Exactly. 100%.
So here's the thing, is that when people ask me a yes or no question and all the cards come up in a certain position, the answer to the question is yes. I think he has been in the house. I think he has access or a key to the house in some way, all right? But what it's saying here is that this is a kind of a big pull you up by the short hairs moment, Christina, for you
yes.
to find another place to live.
Okay.
Now, I say that like it's so easy, and I know it's not. But what it's saying here is that you've got to remove yourself from your usual routine, because according to this, it feels like he's gaslighting you. It feels like he is making you out to be something you're not, and he's working a bigger political environment here or is in a position of more power than you are. Now, the happy news is that you've got a card here that talks about a beneficial change happening for you. So it boils down to you got to remove yourself and go in another direction, and it starts with your living space.
Okay.
So
he was
in
the last month.
Well, according to, if you're asking me a yes or no question and all the cards are coming up upright, answer that question is yes.
Okay, because I don't see him on my cameras, and I don't know how he's getting around them.
Well, the other thing, what I'm getting is that whatever he's doing, it's trying to set you off balance, Christina.
Yeah.
And I want you to find your balance again. That's the most important message I can give you right now, is that I don't want you, and I hope there's a restraining order against him. I hope there's I think it's time.
I have him on recording admitting to breaking into my home, car, and internet, and
okay.
raping me.
Right.
But my
point about all this, and I can only spend a minute with you right now, is that you've got to find yourself out of that situation. It feels like you're a roast beef dinner in front of a starving person to him.
Yeah.
That he's going to help himself because he thinks he's entitled, even though he hasn't been invited to the table.
Yeah. Thank
you. And I
got
to go, girl. But that's the big message, is you've got to get yourself into a different space so that you're not on his radar anymore.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 614 area code. Hello, 614. Who's this?
Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. What's your question today?
I just want to know where you see me in the next, within the next 6 months, because I have a lot of stuff going on around me, and I'm not sure.
So, Tamika, that's a full reading question. You're asking me to give you events and things for the next 6 months, so I'm looking for a specific question, a specific subject.
I just want to know what's going on with my boyfriend. I don't know if I'm coming or going. I just don't know where my life is going. My life is always moving
right
around.
And that's a full reading question, but if you want me to concentrate on the boyfriend, I will.
That's fine, because I don't know what question to ask. That won't be a full reading.
Okay, so we're going to concentrate on the boyfriend. The boyfriend cannot be pressured, all right? It would be like trying to scoop up a cup of water with a funnel, all right? Because he's going with the flow of what's going on here right now. He's not a bad person, but what it's saying here is that you can't hang your future on him. So I will make that statement, that you have to hang your future on what you want to do, And if he ends up following or going along or agreeing with it or, you know, deciding that that sounds good too, great. But I don't want you to define your future by what he does. I want you to define your future by what you do. So my most important thing for you is to find what you like to do for work, because whatever's going on there, that will determine what you do moving forward, Tamika.
Oh, I kind of figured, but okay, cool.
Okay, but what it's saying is that you make you a priority first. You fill yourself up first. If he steps up because you're defining your life and you're not using him in any way at all to define your life, everything shifts for you. See, here's what I get, is that there's something by the 11th of March that's going to be a movement forward for you. Now, I don't usually give people dates, but I'm giving you a date. There's something that happens by the 11th of March that allows you to really define what it is you want to do to move forward. And I think it all starts with what you really want to do and what you love connected with your career. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to the 803 area code. Hello, 803. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's your question?
Yeah, I was asking about my love and money.
You want to ask about your love life?
Or money. Either one. Or both. Oh, man.
Okay,
you
there's some sort of radio or something on in the background of your call.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I just don't like other distractions because I tend to want to listen to whatever the background noise is. So here's the thing. Connected with love, I'm going to give you a statement. Pay attention to the people that are noticing you. It says coincidence is your best friend, and that the best way for you to connect with someone that could be a very, very wonderful partner for you is by paying attention. So if there's someone you're interested in in right now, all you do is you pay attention. All right? You make sure that person gets your A-game attention, okay?
Okay?
If you're looking for someone new, all I want you to do is pay attention to the people that seem to be catching your eye. And then all I want you to do when you catch their eye, if you find them attractive, is you do the two-second rule. That is, you look them in the eye, you smile for 2 seconds, okay? This might not be a thing to say to a guy, but I call it sparkle eyes.
Sparkle
Basically,
eyes.
What you're sending them is like this little sparkle that I think you're adorable. I think you're darling.
Okay.
I think you're very attractive. Now, it's not a sexy look. It's a sparkle look, which is a total different thing. You know how to do the sexy look. Well, I want you to save that for down the road. This is the sparkle look, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
send
what about my money?
Eyes. What?
Okay, well, what about money? You see money coming?
Oh, no, we're doing one question you asked about love, my friend. So I'm going with sparkle eyes with you, all right? All I want you to do is pay attention to the people that are trying to get your attention. Because what people normally do is they'll look at someone, they'll glance away really quick. They'll glance and they'll look away really quick. When there's an interest. When there's an interest, you hold the person's eye for a minute, for 2 seconds. That's all it takes. And if this person comes up to you and goes, do I know you? And you say, no, you just look nice, and I thought I'd smile at you.
Oh, so you
And then
see
you
that
take
happen?
It from there.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
see you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Got somebody here from, hold on, let me get to it, 212 area code. Hello, 212. Who's this?
Yeah, yes, hi, Mona. This is Bryn from New York City.
Oh, hi, Bryn.
How are you doing? So I got a specific question. So I live with my sister who has had schizophrenic problems pretty much all her life. On Saturday the 12th, and a week before that, she was going into a psychotic episode, and on the 12th she actually said, I feel I need to go to the hospital. So I took her to the hospital down the road here to get evaluated with, you know, for medications and, you know, medical workup. So my question is, she's going to be back home on Tuesday, so I want to get a sense from you how life is going to be for her, or I know it's general, but how is it going to go for her living here, you know, to
so,
the year?
So my recommendation is to find her much more professional, a much more professionally supportive living situation. I really would advise you don't take on the responsibility of this, because she actually needs, and according to your cards, and I'm not a physician, but a psychologist, but according to your cards, this will be the first of many episodes.
Oh boy.
And so the thing is that you're not supposed to sacrifice your life for her. Instead, what you're going to do is you're going to reach out to whatever, and I think it's the 211 number for community resources. You're going to find a way for her to be in a halfway house or in some sort of assisted living or some sort of environment where her behavior, her medication is monitored. So it could be that she gets into Section 8 housing, but what I'm getting for you is that if you take this on, you will not have a life.
Well, I haven't had a life, you know. Concurrently, I've been planning to move out this year, but now that my sister has this episode, I got to fix something up for her before I leave, because I can't abandon her.
Alone, you actually. You know. Right. You make arrangements for her, but it doesn't involve her living with you.
Right.
So you start reaching out to whatever resources are. You go back to the hospital and say, you know, I've really discovered that I don't think that I can provide the right kind of care for my sister. What are your suggestions?
Right.
And it might be that she's applying for Medicare, Medicaid, a disability, whatever it is.
Well,
if she has all of that, then you need to you need to actually go with what the next step is, because this is saying that it's time for you to step back from what is not going to work for you long term.
No, I know that. Yeah,
right.
That's pretty clear. Yeah.
Well, and again, the fact that she's got you in her life to guide her through this says to me that the karmic part of what you do is you find her the perfect living space, or the perfect for now living space. So, all right, my friend, thanks for the call. And I know that's tough.
Well, yeah, it's been tough. It's been a tough year so far. I've had a lot of events happen in succession that are challenges, you know, and I guess what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Well, way I look at it is that, first of all, there are other people that you can call in your favors with to help her, because it seems like you're the only one that stepped up. The second thing I want to tell you is that you're realizing that you cannot long-term provide care for her. So it's a gift for you to know that, but you'll always know that you were one of the people that stepped up, and that's what makes that a karmic blessing.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.